Hey everyone, Mackenzie Wilde here with Wild Child Horsemanship, and welcome back to our podcast. In this podcast episode, we are going to be discussing the lessons horses have to teach us on consistency. But first things first, as always, we're going to begin with a story. I had an intern a little while ago, and this was before she was interning with me, and she came up to me and asked, "How can I become as good a rider as you?" To be completely honest with you, this question caught me off guard because I've got a lot of confidence issues and I don't think I'm as great as everyone else thinks I am, I guess, to put it politely. You know, a lot of people are like, "Oh my God, I love your content. I love your stuff. You're so talented," all this stuff. And to me, I'm just like, bro, I just ride horses. That's all I do. I ride and I train and I make money doing it. So it kind of caught me off guard. But anyway, she came to me and was like, "How can I become as good a rider as you are?" And I had to sit and think for a moment and I'm like, well, you need consistency. You got to be in the saddle, practically 24/7, 365. And so then I started to break it down for her, right? At the time, she was doing a 1 hour lesson once a week. And I'm like, so, you know, let's say, you know, and there's 52 weeks in a year, right? You spend 1 hour a week on the back of a horse. That's 52 hours a year on the back of the horse, right? Now, if you spent, I don't know, maybe even twice a week on a horse or 2 hours on a horse that week, that would already put you at like 104 hours a year on the back of a horse, right? And so the biggest thing that I tried to break down for her is that you have to work constantly, right? You always have to be in the saddle, always have to be learning. You essentially have to live, breathe, sleep, eat horses, whatever the hell that phrase is. Your whole life literally has to become horses, right? For people who want to have a career in the equine industry and want to make a name for themselves and become better riders and better equestrians, they have to literally make their entire lives horses, right? They go to sleep thinking about horses. They wake up thinking about horses. They're in the saddle every moment they can, every opportunity, even if they don't make any money doing it, even if they lose money doing it, they have to be willing to take that opportunity to learn more and to do more and be better for their horses and for their animals, right? It takes consistency to have a career in the industry and takes consistency to be able to be successful in the industry, working with these horses, making progress in your skills as a rider, as a trainer, or whatever else you want to become. It takes a lot of time, work, and effort. Eventually, this girl stopped just taking lessons from me 1 hour a week, but she started to intern under me, right? And so I threw her on all kinds of different horses, you know, green ones, Mustangs that had never been handled before. And I essentially just started throwing her into the mix. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to tell you what to do and you're going to do it, right? Because the more experience she gained and the more consistent she was in the saddle, right? The more she was around horses every single day compared to just once a week, the better her experience got and the better her horsemanship skills got because she was consistently around horses, right? One huge thing is that so many times people might be like, oh, I'll just remember everything I learned last week. Well, that's not the case. I can barely remember what I ate for breakfast, right? So you have to be consistent. And this girl ended up interning under me for a little over a year before she went off and scored an even bigger internship with a very well-known reiner. And I'm super proud of her. But it took that consistency, that drive, that hard work, the passion, and so much more for her to reach a point where she could go on and move on to some of these bigger internships in different disciplines and different fields. Horses thrive with consistent cues and a consistent schedule. So let's say you're riding your horse and one day they throw their head up, right? And instead of correcting them and having them bring it back down, you just let them get away with it. Now, the next day they throw their head up and you make them bring it back down, right? So you just gave two different responses to the same behavior. That's going to confuse the horse, right? That would be like me telling you 1 + 1 = 2, but 1 + 1 also = 4, right? One of those answers is right. One of them isn't. But that's why we have to be consistent with our cues for the horses, right? Because if we're asking them to do something and we ask them to do something differently every time, or we respond differently to their behaviors, then they're not going to quite understand what we're asking them to do, right? We have to make sure that every time they give us a behavior, we respond the exact same way. And every time we're asking them to do something or teaching them a behavior, we respond and teach it the exact same way, right? Our cues have got to be consistent. Even if we just want to go on a leisurely trail ride and something happens, you have to make sure that your cues are as consistent as humanly possible. Otherwise, the horse will grow confused. Horses also thrive with a consistent work schedule. One massive issue that I run into so much it drives me nuts is people who put their horses out to pasture for months on end, randomly pull their horse out of the pasture and get pissed off when their horse isn't responding how they did, right? Horses need a consistent schedule. You know, whether you're working with that horse once a week, twice a week, you know, there has to be a consistent schedule if you want to see consistent progress and consistent results. Now, there's a huge difference between putting your horse out to pasture, hopping on them and getting pissed off because they're not responding, and putting your horse out to pasture, hopping on and understanding that there's work to be done and having grace with your horse, right? There's two different things right there. You know, it's okay if we don't have a consistent schedule. It's okay if we don't ride our horse all the time, or if we don't work our horse all the time. The biggest thing is we just have to have some grace and be understanding when that horse may not necessarily pick up exactly where it left off last time, right? That's the biggest difference there. You know, we can't get frustrated with our horse if we're not giving them a consistent schedule. We have to accept responsibility and be like, hey, you know, you're acting this way because you've had so much time off because of me. That's not the horse's fault. We can't get pissed off at the horse for that, right? But horses need consistent cues and a consistent schedule if you want to see consistent results and consistent progress in your training or working towards whatever goals you may be aiming for. In a world of chaos, humans need something consistent to hold on to. So I was talking with a friend the other day, and, you know, we were just basically talking horses and mental health and trauma and all this stuff. It was a really great conversation, and we got onto the discussion of how horses have been one of the only consistent things in both of our lives, right? And kind of going into that backstory, I'm a recovering addict. I was on my own at 15, but I've owned horses throughout my entire life, right? And the only thing that kept me going were the horses, because throughout my life, throughout addiction, throughout being in such a shitty home situation, all this stuff, the only thing that remained consistent were the horses. And that caused a lot of comfort and all this because I could rely on them. I knew they were consistent. I knew they were important in my life, right? And it's the exact same thing with no matter what you're doing in life, right? Consistency helps, right? Whether that's just a morning routine or, you know, you have a daily routine, right? Having that consistency makes life a whole hell of a lot easier because for the most part, you know what to expect, right? Now, as we all know, life can be incredibly freaking unpredictable, right? We can't always guarantee that what we have planned for the day is what's actually going to happen, especially when you own horses, right? But having something small, something just consistent in your life is going to help, right? One thing that a friend taught me once is setting her bed. She sets her bed every single morning because it's something consistent she can hold on to. When she lacks control in every other area of her life, she can control setting her bed, right? Or maybe people that we know we can rely on, or just, you know, maybe just small little routines here and there. I've known people who will read a book for an hour a day. And to them, that's something consistent that they can hold on to when the rest of their life seems to be exploding. So just as horses thrive with consistency, humans do too. We need something, doesn't matter what it is, how big or how small it is, we need something consistent to hold on to when life explodes. Consistency creates comfort and repetition. So one very big thing in my life that I use as consistency is just reading. Okay, I love to read. I love to write, and every day I try and read at least one chapter from whatever book I'm reading. And this is something consistent in my life, right? So when things are crazy and when life is exploding and busy and all this stuff, I can always rely on reading that one chapter of the book to stay consistent, right? Or discussing how horses have been consistent throughout my whole life. That provides comfort, right? Because I can rely on that. I can somewhat control that aspect of my life, right? And that brings comfort, knowing that I can sit down and read a chapter of a book a day, or knowing that I can go out and pet my horses when I'm having a bad day. That's comforting because I know that that's something that will always be there and something that I can always rely on, right? It's comforting because it's consistent. Repetition, you know, humans can be pretty repetitive creatures. You know, think of how many people wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, go and work a 9-to-5, drink nonstop Saturday through Sunday, and then go back to work, right? Humans are repetitive creatures. And so having consistency and things that repeat in our lives kind of bring us back to what's more natural, right? You know, whether we are, you know, repeating a routine like reading a book or just like a morning routine or a self-care routine or even whatever routine we have in the shower or some shit, right? When we constantly have something that's repeating, it makes us feel more comfortable because it's consistent even when the rest of our life is inconsistent, right? Again, life is crazy, it's chaotic, and we don't really have a lot of control over it. So when we have something small, something consistent, consistent that we can control, that kind of makes things more manageable, just because we can rely on that one thing or those multiple things that will always be there and will always have the same feelings and the same thoughts or and behaviors from us, because we know it'll always be there, right? We can rely on that, and that creates comfort. To summarize, horses thrive with consistent cues and a consistent schedule. In a world of chaos, humans need something consistent to hold on to. Consistency creates comfort and repetition. With that being said, I hope you all enjoyed this week's podcast episode. Don't forget, we have new episodes every Thursday. If you have not already, please check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, our merch store, as well as our online academy. We've got lots of super cool educational material so that anyone from anywhere in the world can learn all they want about horses. So definitely check all that out. The links to all of that can be found on our website at wildchild.weebly.com. Again, the links to all of that can be found on our website at wildchild.weebly.com. Stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and we'll see y'all next time.